Here's your midday brief for Friday, June 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks fell sharply after Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis leader James Bullard said he expects the Fed's first interest rate increase in late 2022. By midday, the Dow Jones Industrials were down about 475 points, or 1.4%. The S&P 500 was down 1%, and the NASDAQ had fallen 0.8%. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un is signaling a willingness to resume nuclear talks with the U.S. At a meeting of North Korea's ruling Workers' Party, Kim said the country will prepare for both diplomacy and confrontation with the U.S. Security experts say Kim will likely be aiming at a potential short-term deal in which Pyongyang would partially dismantle its nuclear arsenal in return for diplomatic or economic concessions from Washington. And in Iran, citizens there are electing a new president as the country negotiates the revival of an international nuclear deal that could loosen the grip of U.S. sanctions. Iranians are choosing from four candidates, including an ultra-conservative cleric hostile to the U.S. and Western powers, who emerged as the frontrunner after the mass disqualification of other less conservative candidates. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.